Hi, everybody. My name is Sarah Lang, and I'm the founder of the Changemakers Playground, a place where we shine the light on ordinary people and organizations doing amazing things to help make the world a better place. When I'm not on the playground, you can find me working with nonprofits across the U.S. to raise more money, build better boards, brag about the great work they're doing, and planning for their future. Today, I'm interviewing Simon Eber, kid president of Simon Says Give Worcester. Simon, who's now 15, got involved with Simon Says Give when he was just 13, taking some of the money from his bar mitzvah to use as seed funding for the Worcester chapter. Simon Says Give Worcester donates backpacks full of school supplies to graduating sixth graders so they have what they need to succeed in middle school. Simon Says Give Worcester also provides birthday parties for children who might not otherwise be able to celebrate them. Listen in to learn more about this extraordinary young man and the impact that his work is having on Worcester youth.
So my name is Simon Eber. I run the Worcester chapter of the nonprofit Simon Says Give. We give backpacks and birthday parties to kids in need. The backpacks we give come fully stocked with all the supplies the student will need. And the birthday parties, we supply everything from the cake to the gifts to the goodie bags. With the backpacks, we do an annual drive. We give graduating sixth grade students going into middle school backpacks with all supplies they'll need for their middle school. Whichever one they'll be attending, we work with the schools to get an exact supply list of what they'll need. And then we present it to them at the end of the year as a end-of-the-year gift, kind of. The birthday parties, we either do a hosted birthday party or a birthday in the box. The birthday in a box, we pack everything in, and then cake mix, gifts, goodie bags, and then we send it to them, and then they can do everything on their home on their own time, or we do a hosted birthday party where we prepare everything and have it waiting in a set space, and then they come with all their friends and whatever else they want to bring.
Great. And how long have you been doing this?
August 2016 is when I officially announced I was starting it, and I started working in 2017.
Great. And how many kids have you given backpacks and birthday parties to so far?
We've helped over 500 kids in our first year. We've helped over 500 kids in our first year. We gave over 160 backpacks, have done... We also were given 200 backpacks to give, and we've done 4 birthday parties.
Awesome. So tell me why you started all this. Where did this all come from?
So I was having my bar mitzvah, and a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs have charitable aspects. And I wanted mine to have one too. But I didn't want to just get money and click a button on a screen to donate. I wanted to be the change I wanted to see. So I... my dad told me about Mandy, who started this in Minnesota. I was like, Simon. It didn't take a lot, and, you know, it just made sense, and it's also a great organization.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your connection to Simon Says Give in Minnesota. What is the relationship? And
So Simon Says Give is a nonprofit, and then we're a chapter of it, along with Minnesota and... in Minnesota and South Dakota. We each have the same, fall under the same name with just the different locations, or Worcester. Then we also do the same things except in our set locations and in different ways.
Great. So how do you feel about doing this? What have you learned in the last year? How have you grown in the last year? How's it feel?
You know, doing this is one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's beyond just getting the experience of running something like this, which has been a great experience that I think will help me later in life. It's special to get to meet these kids. It's, you know, the same reason why I didn't want to press this button on a screen is because when you hand a kid a backpack and they say, thank you, I wouldn't have gotten one of these if you hadn't done this, it makes it all worth it. Or when We got thank yous from the kids saying, my mom was debating a week of groceries or all my supplies for middle school. Now we can have that week of groceries. It's, you know, it really touches you and it makes it feel, anything you're doing makes it feel worth it. And mm-hmm. It makes you want to drop everything and kind of help them.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned about other kids in Worcester through this process?
No, I've learned that the basic things that we take for granted, like a birthday party or a backpack with all the supplies we need, is really not something these kids can have if without sacrifices. It's something these families struggle to, you know, get. And it makes it, me, kind of look at everything I have a bit more and say, that's something that not everyone has, and it's really special.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you feel luckier or more grateful now than you did before?
Yeah, you know, I feel luckier. I take everything I have with a bit more gratitude. It's, in you know, because it really does make you feel like the things you have aren't necessarily what everyone else does. And it's, while it's strange to think about at first, it, when you look at it from after doing all this work I've done, it makes sense that just because something seems fair doesn't mean it is.
Mm-hmm. So what are your goals for the next year or two? What's your vision? What do you want to see happen?
So I would like to step down as the kid president of the Simon Says Give Worcester, have a younger kid take over so that way it can continue when I'm gone off to college. Because I can't kind of always be controlling things. I'd like to have a kid board set up. Love to add at least, in 2 years, I'd love to add more schools to the backpack drive, do more birthday parties as often as possible, and just really have the thing become self-operating so I can step back a little.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you now?
I'm 14 right now.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a freshman in high school, so 9th grade.
Okay, so you have about 4 years to get the...
Yeah, got 4 years. And
to get that in place.
Yeah. So I need to find some young kids who want to help in Worcester. But, you know, I found high school kids, but I don't necessarily need high school kids right now.
Yeah.
Because they'll be gone when I'm gone, or even before, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you need some... Maybe some of the kids that you gave backpacks to last year would want to get involved.
I definitely think they do, because part of it is... By having, our motto is kids helping kids, having kids help kids, it inspires them to do more. If you see someone that's only 2 grades older than you doing this, you think, that could be me. You know, 2 years from now, I could be the one standing there giving the backpacks out or doing the birthday party. It's kind of... helps inspire kids, too, is what's really great, I think, about Simon Says Give.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of, you know, building your kid board and finding other young people to get involved, what are some of the things you think you might try in the next year?
So I definitely think we're going to be trying having volunteers come to our events. I can't go to all of them now. I'm getting spread a little too thin between schoolwork and... my other activities, but it's, so having people volunteer, if they come back and want to volunteer again, knowing that they're really committed and they want to help, and that, because what you need to understand is Simon Says Give isn't like a club where you can stop, it's, we're really a charity, we're trying to help as many people as possible work, you know, work and help these kids, but it's, you got to really sign up to do it. You got to come to work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for people watching this video, what are some of the ways they might be able to help you and Simon Says Give Worcester?
Well, besides donating, you can help by spreading the word, getting our name out there. People, we have tons of money raised, but the hardest thing is finding kids. It seems like that would be the easiest part, but people always have their backup. They think they don't want to admit that they need help with these things. And volunteering, you know. We have, right now it's just my dad and I, and as much as we need kids, we need adults. There's certain things kids can't do. Which is, while it's annoying, is just based on the law.
Yeah.
My dad had to fill out all the forms and everything. And so it's, you know, really being there and having a base that we can really count on to get our name out there and help when we need it.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for some people in Worcester who really want to step up and volunteer and take on some leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
With the birthday parties and the backpacks.
With the birthday parties, backpacks, with, you know, all the aspects of it. If we have fundraising, people who can help with fundraising ideas. We've been doing videos and Facebook posts, but we're always out there for more ideas. You know, how can we keep bringing money into this and make it so we can really sustain it?
Mm-hmm. Great. So what other things do you want to tell everybody about Simon Says Give and your vision and the work you've been doing?
One thing I'd like people to know is that we're really all about kids, you know. Kids helping kids. It's kid-run, kid-founded. We would have no adults if we could just get past the law. I mean, so that's really, like, the main thing. Because people ask me, so is this your charity? And I say, I'm the face of it for Worcester, you know. It's what I do the work. My dad helps me. But it's really, you know, kids are the force pushing all of Simon Says Give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I got really excited when I first met you, because I think it's pretty amazing that somebody your age and Mandy's age and
right.
Nolan's age, who, you know, you guys are all, Nolan's 12, 14, you know.
She started when she was 7. When I was seven, I was just thinking about, you know, what I wanted for Hanukkah that year, what I want for my birthday during Hanukkah.
Right.
Like, it was all, you know, I want trains and cars and Legos. It wasn't like,
right.
I want to start a national nonprofit. Like, it's, you know, it's really impressive. Like, Nolan's 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just think it's inspiring that, you know, the three of you have really taken this on and, you know, really, really taking on a leadership role to help other young people in the country. I think that's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
So is there anything else you want to tell people in terms of the kind of support that Simon Says Give Worcester could use to really realize its goals of helping more kids and reaching out to more schools?
No, I think we need to really, in Worcester, people say, you know, if you've been living here 20 years, you're still new. You know, it's the kind of town where you know every police officer, every teacher. You know, so, like, really just getting our root in the community where everyone knows about us and says, oh, what's that, you know, charity that gives backpacks and birthday parties? Oh, it's Simon Says Give. You know, we're at the point where people know about us. And because it's funny, one of the moms of the kids we gave the backpacks was at their barber and said, my school loves their kids so much they gave them backpacks. And it was just happened that someone overheard and said, no, that was Simon Says Give. And, like, you know, getting to the point where people know who we are is going to be, I think, what really, really needs to happen.
Great. So spreading the word, right? So volunteering, donating money, spreading the word, maybe jumping on your Facebook page.
Jumping on our Facebook page, sharing a post or two, you know, just not everyone can help in every way, but if you can help at all, it would be big for us.
And not just for you, but for the kids we're helping.
It would be big for us as the Simon Says Give family.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing I think that people may or may not understand is that you guys don't have an office or anything.
You're in our office right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I should give our address.
Probably not.
Yeah. Our P.O. box. I don't know that, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the office is our house.
Yes, and the materials get stored in your garage.
Materials get stored in our garage, and there's a pallet right now in our basement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this is 100% you and your family.
Yep.
Doing what needs to get done to help kids in Worcester.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how can people outside of Worcester help you?
Well, outside of Worcester, I don't know if they're starting other chapters right now, but, you know, help directing the attention of people inside Worcester, that would be big. And eventually, we do want to become Simons' Give Massachusetts once we're helping, you know, we have great coverage in Worcester where we're helping as many kids as we can, and we just, we're out of kids, kind of. So we do want to become Simons' Give Massachusetts, but really, you know, helping push people in Worcester to, you know, look at our Facebook, tell kids that they might, that they know that might need the assistance of Simons' Give.
Mm-hmm.
Just really getting that push to where we can have become Simons' Give Massachusetts.
Yeah. And they can always just give money, right?
They can always give money.
It's another big option, right?
Always give money.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big one, definitely.
Yeah. And how much does it cost to fill a backpack for a kid going into middle school?
A backpack, we say, is $50. We can get, we get them for about $27, but so really you're giving two. But we put $50 worth of supplies in there. If you were to find everything as cheap as you could on Amazon, it's about $50, but we work with a charitable arm of Staples called Kits for Kids. Then a birthday party is $150, I think is what we say.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers everything, the cake, the gift of need, the gift of fun, all the activities.
Do you want to explain the gift of need and the
sure.
gift of fun a little more?
And actually now a gift of learning, actually. So we give a gift of need and a gift of fun at all our birthday parties. We gift of need is something the child needs, like socks, winter supplies, something that books. Gift of fun is, you know, like a Lego set, like a doll, whatever, you know, the kid wants to play with. In one case, it actually was books. It's not what I would have asked for, but, you know, it, so that way, it really does feel like a party, you know, because you can have, because these kids know that they're, it's a little bit harder for their families, so we can help the family as a whole by giving something like the winter coat, but then we can also give the kid, you know, the experience of getting a real gift with the toy. That's, I think that's what we try and do is, you know, not just focus on being a charity or not just focus on giving kids fun time, but like find the middle ground.
Yeah. And then some of these kids would not have a birthday party or haven't had a birthday party yet, right?
Actually, the first one we did for a girl named Eunice, she didn't know to blow out the candles. Her friends had to tell her to. When we had the cake out, everyone sang, and then she didn't know what to do. And it was, it kind of was the moment that struck me, like, we're really, these kids don't know what their birthday party is or never had something like this. And it's, when you see that, it's really remarkable.
Yeah, so it must feel really good to be able to give a kid their first birthday party, right?
Yeah, it feels great. Because it's just, you get to see them and they're with their friends and it's, I'm a bit old for birthday parties now, but, like, it's, we give birthday parties that I wish I would have had, like, cakes. Queen's Cup makes the best cakes. It's insane. I think I'm getting one for my birthday this year, maybe. I don't know. I hope.
Yeah. So I think what I hear you saying is, like, just, it's kind of surprising that kids have never had a birthday party or never made to feel that special, because that's what birthdays are really about, right? Is making you feel really special as the birthday kid.
Yeah, no one ever, like, they just, they don't have, their family doesn't have the resources or the time to truly focus on the child and make them feel special like you should on your birthday.
Great. I think it's amazing that you're doing that for them.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Changemakers Playground today. I hope you're feeling as inspired as I am by the work that our changemakers are doing. Stay tuned for future episodes. And remember, each one of us has the power to be a change maker.